This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Summer travel still in full swing for many, and Turkey's been having a good year so far, despite the economic challenges there, especially high inflation. The ancient sites of Istanbul are a big draw, so is the weak Turkish lira, which stretches the spending power of foreign visitors. But Istanbul is grappling with another weakness in a key piece of transportation infrastructure affecting tourists and locals alike. It is hard to find a taxi, Victoria Craig reports.
It's rush hour in Kadıköy, a neighborhood on the Asian side of the Bosphorus Strait. Small groups of people are on the side of the road in the hot sun, arms outstretched, trying to hail a taxi.
Çamlıca'ya gidiyor musun? Gitmezsin değil mi? Bravo!
Emre Gürsoy and his friend need a ride to Çengelköy, about 25 minutes north. Here in Istanbul, passengers and drivers have to agree on a destination before driving off. Gürsoy has tried four cab drivers. Not one will take the fare.
No, he says, I want to go to the European side.
It's common for drivers to say they want to go to the European side of the city because it's a longer ride, and more miles means a bigger fare.
I don't try every day because it's a hopeless situation. It's a horrible city to take a cab.
It's horrible for a lot of people. Last year, the Istanbul municipality got some 80,000 complaints from riders. More than half said a driver chose a longer route or was picky about the customers they chose. A common gripe from locals is that drivers pick up tourists who are more easily ripped off. Taxi stand operator Ahmet Özer has been in the business for more than 50 years. He says the main problem is there aren't enough taxis on the road. Because of that, drivers can be picky. Putting more cars on the road seems easy enough, but the number of taxis in Istanbul has only increased by 3,000 since 1965. Meanwhile, the city's population has swelled by 14 million. Professor Ezer Karakas is from Istanbul and is now a public economics professor at the University of Strasbourg. He says the number of taxis is set by the federal government under President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
The central government has to sign this law to increase the number of cabs in Istanbul, but they don't.
And he says the reason they don't may be because the city's political leadership is controlled by the opposition party. It could all come to a head during mayoral elections in March.
If the candidate of Erdogan wins the election in Istanbul, I think they will sign this demand of increase of cabs in Istanbul, and the problem will be solved.
Back on the bustling streets of Kadıköy, Emre Gürsoy finally finds a coveted cab. Other taxi seekers, though, aren't so lucky. They watch driver after driver zoom off into the hazy sunset. In Istanbul, Turkey, I'm Victoria Craig for Marketplace.